There's a Medrash Pliya that transcribes Yaakov's self-testimony that he had kept halacha in its entirety while living in the house of Lavan. A famous statement, Im Lavan Garti, Vitarik Mitzvah Shemarati, V'afilu Paraduma Hikrafti. Now that's an added few words that does not appear in the Rashi that we all know, that even the Mitzvah Paraduma, Yaakovinu said he kept. So this Medrash singles out this particular mitzvah paraduma. And so we have to raise the question, why of all mitzvahs was this mitzvah singled out? Now the simple answer is that paraduma is the quintessential chok. And Yaakov Avinu was asserting that he even kept the mitzvahs that we don't typically understand. And to show that he kept every single mitzvah from A to Z. However, Rav Moshe Wolfson offers a different suggestion. A different suggestion as to why the mitzvah of Paraduma is highlighted. The Zohar teaches us that Yaakov Avinu was terribly scared of his brother Yaakov, Esav, because of the incredible kibud av that Esav had displayed. For example, Esav would not consider killing Yaakov Avinu until after the death of his father Yitzchak. A strange application of a kibud av, but that's just one example of how much he respected his father, Yitzchak Avinu. Medrash says that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that he personally fulfilled the mitzvah of kibud av his entire life, and yet he couldn't reach the heights of that which Esav had accomplished. Now, if Esav and his descendants were so accomplished in this mitzvah, so much so that they surpassed the achievements of our greatest leaders, what protection do we have? How can we defend ourselves? How can we usurp the stronghold from Bnei Esav? And so Wolfson explains that the answer lies in the mitzvah of Paradum. As important as Kibud Av is, along with the unique reward, the schar prescribed by the Torah for fulfilling it, the Arichas Yomim that the Torah tells us one gets for Kibud Av, it is not quite as impressive as the mitzvah of Paraduma. The mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'eim is a mitzvah sichlis. It's a sensible mitzvah. Our culture and our society expect it and demand it. Honoring our parents is built into human nature. And although it may be quite difficult and challenging to keep in its fullest sense, in the end of the day, the obligation of the mitzvah is entirely sensible. You don't need to convince a person they need to show honor and respect to the parents. The mitzvah of Paraduma, on the other hand, is the complete opposite. It's a mitzvah that has no comprehension, at least on its surface. It's a mitzvah that we fulfill not because it makes sense, but rather because we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah. The mitzvah of Paraduma reflects our commitment, our dedication, and our loyalty to the Ribono Shel Olam. In essence, Paraduma is the counter to Esav's Kibud Av. It shows a greater commitment that we follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu blindly, even when we don't understand. And with this understanding, Rav Wolfson beautifully explains the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. And there the Gemara records a well-known story, the story of a non-Jew named Dama ben Nesina. And Dama ben Nesina displayed an extraordinary act of Kibud Av. He refused to wake up his father, even though it meant missing out on an enormous opportunity of making a large sum of money. His reward? A paraduma. A paraduma was born to his cattle, and he was able to sell to the Chachamim, those same Chachamim, for the amount of money he had initially missed out on. And that was the schar. Why was this his reward? Dama ben Nesina's incredible act of a kibud av didn't bode well for Klal Yisrael. It made us look very bad. It put us in a bad position. The non-Jews gained the upper hand. In response, in order to protect us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the rare opportunity of Paraduma. The Ribono Shel Olam in His infinite mercy gave us an unbelievable gift. They gave it to Dama ben Nesina that he could then sell to us so we could have the Paraduma. Because the Paraduma stood up against the Schar of the Kibud Av, the Chok a paraduma went up keneged the mitzvah sichlis of a kibud av. Now we can understand the medrash pli above. Yaakov Avinu attested that he kept all the tariq mitzvahs, even paraduma. Why did he specify paraduma? Yaakov Avinu was departing the house of Lavan. He was bound to then encounter Esav somewhere along the way, as we know he did. And Esav had an unbelievable zechus through his performance at Kibud Av. How would Esav stand up against him? Yaakov Avinu was not worried an iota. Yaakov countered with the mitzvah of Parah Aduma. Yaakov was ready, prepared, and armed for this encounter because the schar of the Parah Aduma, the willingness to follow Kadosh Baruch Hu, even in the areas, even in the chukim that he didn't understand. This is also why the month of Av, the month of the Father, if you will, is a point of contention between us and the Goyim. This is the month that our two Bati Mikdash were destroyed at the hands of the Goyim because of their commitment to the Kibbut Av. Although we do not have the mitzvah of Paraduma, may our reading of the Parsha, our learning of the Parsha, and our belief in it serve as a merit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gift us a Paraduma. And we could turn the month of Av into a month of joy and celebration and celebrating and crowning our Avinu Shebashamayim, the Meher of Yameinu. Amen v'Amen.